This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته وأهل بيته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أخرج رزين عن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه مرفوعا: سألت ربي عن اختلاف أصحابي من بعدي فأوحى إلي: يا محمد إن أصحابك عندي بمنزلة النجوم من السماء بعضها أقوى من بعد ولكل نور، فمن أخذ بشيء مما هم عليه من اختلافهم أو من اختلافهم فهو عندي على هدى. وقال: أصحابك النجوم بأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم. كذا في الفوائد الجامع، وهو أيضا حديث أخرجه الترمذي وصدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Razin narrates a hadith from Sayyidina Umar marfu'an. The word marfu'an means that the thing that's being narrated is something that's being narrated from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's a technical term in hadith science. Marfu', if it's something that's marfu', it means that the one saying it is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Has anyone here not heard of Razin before? If you haven't, there's probably a good reason, because his books of hadith have not been published as of yet to date, which is something important when somebody is talking about hadiths. Like, oftentimes I'll say, this is a sunnah, that's a sunnah. Well, I never heard of it before. So not only have you not heard all the hadiths of Bukhari and Muslim yet, you haven't heard the hadiths of the other Siha Sitta yet, you haven't heard the hadiths that are narrated by Ibn Abi Shayba and Abdul Razak and the other, muhaddithin that narrate hadiths, some of which are sahih, that are not in the Siha Sitta and the six canonical books of hadith. And you've also not even heard of the names of the mashayikh whose books are still in manuscript form. You have to go to the manuscript libraries to see them. So a person should be very careful before saying, well, I never heard of that before. Because there's a lot all of us haven't heard of before. You suspend judgment until somebody, with knowledge, or somebody at least has a chance to consult with the people of knowledge, or at least do the research themselves. So obviously the author of this book was a master muhaddith, rahimahullah tabarak wa ta'ala. And maybe somebody has some difference of opinion regarding whether a hadith narrated in the book is sahih or not. That's a discussion that can happen, but it's important to at least let the discussion go without shutting the doors due to one's own ignorance. So Razin narrates the hadith from Sayyidina Umar from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I asked my Lord regarding the differences or the strife between my companions that will happen after me." And so my Lord revealed to me, O Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, O Muhammad, verily your companions are to me like as if they are the stars in the sky. Some of them are brighter than others, but all of them have light. And whoever takes from one of them, even if they disagree with one another, that person is, as far as I'm concerned, on guidance. What does this mean? This is a whole theory of how the Sharia precedent works in the Sharia. Is that, okay, two Sahaba radiallahu anhum have a difference of opinion about a matter. The haqq is within their opinions. So if someone takes one of those two opinions, we may not agree with it personally as scholars or for whatever other reason, but if someone's on an opinion that one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had, that person is still within the same circle as the haqq. And this is also a warning for us that if they had, for example, two opinions, sometimes the Sahaba had several different, four or five different opinions on one issue. As long as you're within them, there's still some good, there's still some khair there. If someone's going to come up with a sixth or seventh opinion that's not inside of that circle, then you also know that this is a matter that there's not a whole lot of benefit in, or a lot of good in. So whoever takes from something amongst those things that they disagreed with, as long as they stay in the circle of their disagreement, that person is, to me, on guidance. And there's another hadith narrated by Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that my companions are like the stars. whichever one of them you follow, you'll be guided. Because in the old days, people used to see the directions, time of night, time of day. There's a lot of things you can tell about the earth, the world around you by looking at the stars. So وَبِن نَجْمِهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ. It's even in the Quran that people use the stars as guidance. So this hadith is, my companions are like the stars. Whichever ones among them you choose for guidance, you will be guided. Whichever one amongst them that you follow, you'll be guided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who take the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum for guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst the people of guidance. Wa sallallahu ta'ala rasulihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam ajma'in.